April 1st, 2016. Good evening, everybody. David Gehr here. This is the Daily Dave. How are you? How was your day? Made it to the end of the work week. Congratulations. And what a way to end the work week with the first day of a new month, April, but it's also April Fool's Day. You know, and all this time on this planet that I've spent, which is minuscule considering, you know, the history of the planet. But still, it's a lot to me because it's all of it for me. But I've never stopped to think about what are the origins of April Fool's Day. I mean, it's been there. It's always been there. It's always been a part of my life. And I never stopped to ask, hey, what's going on? Where does this come from? What are its origins? What's it all about? So guess what? We're going to talk about that today. And I went to the history.com website, This Day in History. It says, on this day, April 1st, in 1700, English pranksters begin popularizing the annual tradition of April Fool's Day by playing practical jokes on each other. Pretty cool. Although the day, also called All Fool's Day, has been celebrated for several centuries by different cultures, its exact origins remain a mystery. Some historians speculate that April Fool's Day dates back to 1582 when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, as called for by the Council of Trent in 1563. People who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that the start of the new year had moved to January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st became the butt of jokes and hoaxes. Thus included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as Poisson d'Avril. I know I'm chopping that up, but it's supposed to mean April fish. Poisson d'Avril. And it's said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. Historians have also linked April Fool's Day to ancient festivals such as Hilaria. It's really, H-I-L-A-R-I-A, Hilaria, which was celebrated in Rome at the end of March and involved people dressing up in disguises. Something like Halloween? Interesting. Costumes. And thus, also, speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, when Mother Nature fooled people into changing, unpredictable weather. Now, that one holds some water. But, and it continues on. They talked about how it spread throughout Britain in the 18th century. In Scotland, the tradition became a two-day event, starting with hunting the gawk, G-O-W-K, in which people were sent on phony errands. Gawk is a word for cuckoo bird, a symbol for a fool, and followed by the taily day, which involved pranks played on people's derrieres, such as pinning fake tails or kick me signs on them. Now we know where that came from. Pretty cool. Well, there we go. That's kind of what history.com says. What's your take on it? What do you think? Where do you think it all came from? I'd like to know. Let me know in the comment sections. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.